who hit his drums at the second attempt. And supporting bands launched into its first, and in the event, last number. Three last numbers, in fact. Crash was trying for Anarchy and Ankh Morpork. Jimbo had frozen because he couldn't see himself in a mirror and was playing the only page he could remember from Blurt Weedown's book, which was the index. And Noddy had got his fingers caught in the strings. As far as Scum was concerned, tunes' names were things that happened to other people. He was concentrating on the rhythm. Most people don't have to, but for Scum, even clapping his hands was an exercise in concentration, so he played in a small, contented world of his own, and didn't even notice the audience rise like a bad meal and hit the stage. Sergeant Colon and Corporal Nobbs were on duty at the Diosil Gate, sharing a comradely cigarette and listening to the distant roar of the festival.
"Sounds like a big night," said Sergeant Colon.
"Right enough, Sarge."
"Sounds like some trouble."
"Good job we're out of it, Sarge."
A horse came clattering up the street, its rider struggling to keep on. As it got closer, they made out the contorted features of C.M.O.T. Dibbler, riding with the ease of a sack of potatoes.
"Did a cart just go through here?" he demanded.
"Which one, Throat?" said Sergeant Colon.
"What do you mean, which one?"
"Well, there was two," said the sergeant. "One with a couple of trolls in, and one with Mr. Cleek just after that. You know, the Musicians' Guild."
"Oh, no!"
Dibbler pummeled the horse into action again and bounced off into the night.
"What was that about?" said Nobby.
"Someone probably owes him a penny," said Sergeant Colon, leaning on his spear.
There was the sound of another horse approaching. The watchmen flattened themselves against the wall as it thundered past. It was big and white. The rider's black cloak streamed in the air, as did her hair. There was a rush of wind, and then they were gone, out onto the plains. Nobby stared after it.
"That was her," he said.
"Who?"
"Susan Death."
The light in the crystal faded to a dot and winked out.
"That's 3 days' worth of magic I won't see again," the senior wrangler complained.
"Worth every thaum," said the chair of indefinite studies.
"Not as good as seeing them live, though," said the lecturer in recent runes. "There's something about the way the sweat drips on you."
"I thought it ended just as it was getting good," said the chair. "I thought..."
The wizards went rigid as the howl rang through the building. It was slightly animal, but also mineral, metallic, edged like a saw. Eventually, the lecturer in recent runes said,
"Of course, just because we've heard a spine-chilling, blood-curling scream of the sort to make your very marrow freeze in your bones, doesn't automatically mean there's anything wrong."
The wizards looked out into the corridor.
"It came from downstairs somewhere," said the chair of indefinite studies, heading for the staircase.
"So why are you going upstairs?"
"Because I'm not daft."
"But it might be some terrible emanation."
"You don't say,"
said the chair, still accelerating.
"All right, please yourself. That's the students' floor up there."
The chair came down slowly, occasionally glancing fearfully up the stairs.
"Look, nothing can get in," said the senior wrangler. "This place is protected by very powerful spells."
"That's right," said recent runes.
"And I'm sure we've all been strengthening them periodically, as is our duty," said the senior wrangler.
Yes, of course," said recent runes.
The sound came again. There was a slow pulsating rhythm in the roar.
"The library, I think," said the senior wrangler.
"Anyone seen the librarian lately?"
"He always seems to be carrying something when I see him. You don't think he's up to something occult, do you?"
"This is a magical university."
"Yes, but more occult is what I mean."
"Keep together, will you?"
"I am together,
for if we are united, what can possibly harm us?"
"Well, one, a great big shut-up."
The dean opened the library door. It was warm and velvety quiet. Occasionally, a book would rustle its pages or clank its chains restlessly. A silvery light was coming from the stairway to the basement. There was also the occasional ooh.
"He doesn't sound very upset," said the bursar.
The wizards crept down the steps. There was no mistaking the door. The light streamed from it. The wizards stepped into the cellar. They stopped breathing.
It was on a raised dais in the centre of the floor with candles all